Chapter 3. The next event occurred a few days after the new managers received the ghost's second letter. The members of the audience sitting in box 5 began laughing and shouting during the performance. The managers sent a guard to find out what was happening. He went to box 5 and asked the people to be quiet. The guard then went away, but the people began to make a noise again. The guard returned and told them to leave the box. Monsieur Monchamin and Monsieur Richard decided to investigate. They called the guard into their office.
What happened last night in box five?
They asked.
It was nothing,
the guard said.
The people there behaved badly from the start. They went into the box, and then they came out again. They said that they had heard a voice saying, "The box is taken." We looked inside, but there was no one there. Then they went back in, and they started making a noise.
What did the box keeper say?
The managers asked. The guard smiled.
She said, "It was the opera ghost."
"Bring the box keeper here immediately,"
Monsieur Richard ordered.
"This joke about the ghost is beginning to irritate me."
A few minutes later, the box keeper came in. This was Meg's mother. She smiled in a friendly way when she entered the manager's office.
"I'm happy you asked to see me, gentlemen,"
she said.
"I can explain everything about the ghost."
"Never mind the ghost,"
Monsieur Richard said impatiently.
"We want to talk to you about what happened last night in box 5.
"It was the ghost, sir,"
the box keeper said quietly.
"He was angry again, you see."
Monsieur Monchamin now interrupted the conversation. "Have you ever talked to the ghost?" he asked with a smile.
"Of course I have, sir,"
the box keeper replied. "When he speaks to you, what does he say?" Monsieur Monchamin asked.
"He asks for a footstool,"
the woman said quietly. The managers laughed loudly. The idea of a ghost who wanted a footstool was ridiculous.
"Then, you see, he always leaves me some money when he goes. Sometimes 2 francs, sometimes 5 or even 10 francs. Sometimes he leaves me chocolates too,"
the box keeper said with a smile.
"He's very kind, really."
The managers listened to the box keeper for a little longer. When they were alone again, they made 2 decisions. First, they decided to sack the box keeper, who was obviously mad. Second, they decided to investigate box 5 for themselves.